Failure is not the opposite of success, it is a part of success. What's up, everybody? My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, and welcome to the Grace in Space podcast. This is episode number 5 or 6. I think this is episode number 6 of the Grace in Space podcast, season number 3. We've come a long way. In the number of episodes we have done, I think we have done close to 36 episodes. Or wait, this is number 34. I'm not so sure. But I think this should be like number 36. The total number of episodes that we have done since we started. Yes. My name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, and I have been your host ever since the beginning. And I want to say thank you so very much for always tuning in. Thank you so very much for always supporting, because there's no episode that we have done that hasn't had listeners. Every episode has had a good number of listeners, and I owe it all to you for your love, for your support, for not only listening to this podcast but also inviting your friends, your family to listen in together. Tremendous support that I have received from you guys, and it's overwhelming seeing the growth that we have, the growth that we have gone through, and the amount of love that you have showed as well. And even the future looks brighter than it is right now. So I'm very grateful. I'm so glad, and thank you so very much. And if this is your very first time listening to this podcast, my name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O. And if you were referenced to this podcast by someone else, or you discovered us on the internet, we are delighted to have you. I hope that you will love this podcast, and I hope that you will do the same. You will share this podcast with someone else who might love something similar. Yes. Have we talked about this week? This past week has been the Valentine's weekend. I hope that you have had a lovely Valentine's for you and your person. Did you go out somewhere? Did you go out and eat? Or were you just home? Or you even never met? You know, there's some people who don't celebrate Valentine's, and it's okay. But for the people who do, how was it for you? You want to leave that in the comment section? Tell us how it was. You can encourage someone. By the way, if you lift down your ideas of how you enjoyed your Valentine's, you could give someone ideas not only for the next Valentine's, but also for like a weekend treat, for a date out. Like, there's this special place we went, and it was so memorable because this and this and this is what we did. Yeah, because we are building a beautiful community of people around us, and our community is a thriving one. So you being a part of this community, you can help someone else who listens, someone else who will come here and just view, maybe for a few seconds at least, they'll see something that will impact their lives and also the lives of their loved ones. Before we go any further, I remember the previous week we talked about the anti-mistake culture, and I hope that has resonated with a lot of you, and you have come to, if you weren't aware of it before, you are now more aware of this culture which is around us. And I hope that you are creating a change, or noticing that this culture exists, that you are doing something about it, that you are educating not only yourself, but if you can, also others about the same thing that happens around. Because change doesn't start change starts with you individually, and instead of waiting for change to start with someone else, then it affects you. I believe that we can begin this change internally. Yes. Another news update. Well, let's continue with the news updates. Another news update is that we have a new microphone. Yay. Yes. If the sound is different than last week's, or even better, we have someone who's a great listener of our show. His name is Joel. Thank you so very much for sponsoring our show with a microphone. Now we have one microphone. Yeah, so if you are out there and you would love to support our show by getting us another one, and then we can now start hosting guests in our show, we would really love that. We would really enjoy your love and support. And I remember me telling you about how beautiful this community is. Now you can see it for yourself. Yes. Now we have a microphone. And thanks to one of our beautiful, beautiful listeners. Shout out to you, Joel. So enough of the intro, let's kick it in with the podcast already. Okay. Hello, welcome to our podcast. Yes. So last week's episode, I hope, was very informative to you. It was for me. I ended up listening to my podcast at the end of the day, and I was like, these are really great ideas that have been shared over here. And there are ideas that we can implement. There are ideas that we can learn from, and there are ideas that we can share with the larger and the bigger community so that we can create a beautiful, a lovely, a great and a wonderful community of like-minded people who think similarly and also who can impact the society in a beautiful and a wonderful way. Because society isn't the people who are outside there, but society is you and I, and we have an influence over our society. Yes, let me mention this. We either have an influence over our society or we have allowed our society to influence us. So instead of allowing the society to influence us, let us influence the society and change this narrative that has been built from long ago of the anti-mistake culture. And we can transform this starting by you, the people around you, 10 of you in a small group, 100, 1,000. And let's see the whole world change into a beautiful space, into a beautiful place that we can all live in, that we can all dwell, that we can all excel. Yes. And today we are talking about the mistake culture now, after the opposite of it last week. So this mistake culture is encouraging us. This mistake culture is to set us on a step forward, that now anti-mistake culture is very present, but what next? Yes, anti-mistake culture is over here. The thing about mistakes is that all of us make mistakes, and in the anti-mistake culture, we are not allowed to make mistakes. I'm just recalling this from last week's episode. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode, please stop right here. Just go back, listen to it, and then come back right here. You'll enjoy this podcast even more. So about mistakes, we all make mistakes each and every single day. The anti-mistake culture doesn't allow this to happen, though. For we humans, we the people, we find ourselves more often than not falling, or we find ourselves in failures, and failures are very present. I remember at the very start of this podcast, I made a mention of something. It said, failure is not the opposite of success, but it is a part of success. Yes. So failure isn't the opposite of success, but it is a part of success. Let me give you a story of how I think I have failed. And this story is just according to this podcast today. I'm recording this podcast on Monday. Tomorrow is the day that you're going to be listening to this podcast, on Tuesday or some other day in the future. So as I'm recording this podcast on Monday, I found out after a couple of tries that I have a problem with perfectionism. And perfectionism emanates or comes from the anti-mistake culture. Let me explain. I have recorded this show for close to four times now, or even more, and I have seen this present even in the things that I do. I think it's not about excellence, but obsession with perfection. This time I was recording a short clip to ask people to join and be with us as we did the PPI ministry, and I ended up recording over 100 videos just saying the same thing. I was tired, I was exhausted, I was sweating, but I wasn't satisfied with the work that I was putting in, the work that was coming out. And this didn't dawn on me until today when I was doing this podcast, when I was recording this podcast, where I recorded the first, recorded the second, recorded the third, and every other time, what I would do was delete every single recording. Even before the start of this podcast, this which you're listening to right now, I had to delete close to 20 minutes of actual recording. And I found out that The reason I did that, there could be an excuse of excellence, but also it's because I was deeply influenced by perfectionism. There's this time I made this post about perfectionism, and shout out to Anne. She told me that go easy on yourself. And I had never realized this until right now that what I'm going through right here, this doing something, then doing it again, isn't about making mistakes and learning from them. This is an obsession, which is an actual mistake, you know? Yeah, so the failures that we meet, the mistakes that we make, are not necessarily the big mistakes that we think about that are big out there, but they could be the tiny, subtle mistakes that we make. An example of is being obsessed with perfectionism. You'll find yourself progressing less and spending more time doing something over and over again, and the more you do it, the poorer you get at it. And here's why. If you are a perfectionist, I don't think things get better. Instead, your eyes will be opened and you'll see how worse and worse and worse you're getting at doing things. So, I made a mention of this as a side note, but also to show you that I too over here fail. And I'm going to keep this recording so that you listen to it. And if you had a problem with perfectionism, just like I have, maybe this could be that podcast that transforms or changes how you look at things as well. I think I've done this. I think I've shouted out Joel for the microphone. Right now we have a microphone, by the way. Yeah, I think I have. I'm not so sure, but just in case I haven't, because this is in a different recording. I told you I made a lot of recordings. Just in case, shout out to Joel. Thank you so very much for supporting our show, loving our show, and sponsoring us with a microphone. Very soon we'll have guests on the show. Right now we only have one microphone. If you're out there and would love to support us and would love to sponsor us just the same way that Joel did, you can do so. Contact us through our various social media platforms. Contact us on our Instagram at pod at the Grace in Space Podcast. Grace in Space Podcast, I mean. On Twitter at podcast underscore grace, and on Facebook at the Grace in Space Podcast. In all these platforms you're going to find us, and you can find ways in which you can support us. Yes. So let's kick it in to mention about the mistake culture now. Today I was doing research, and as I was doing research on mistakes, I found these two concepts which look similar but they are different. One mentioned allowing mistakes, and the other one was about tolerating mistakes. They sound similar. They even in the phrases phraseology and in the meaning, I think they should be very close. So, and even in the context of this podcast where we are talking about allowing mistakes and also tolerating mistakes. So with mistakes, they are inevitable. They are part of the success story. They are here to stay with us. But there are two concepts over here. We can allow mistakes to happen, or we can tolerate mistakes. And both are positive, by the way. Allowing mistakes is about foreseeing that failure will occur, and it is for us to collect information that would assist with corrected iterations. Iterations is repetitions. So it's knowing, it's foreseeing that failure will occur, and being watchful so that we can collect something that can assist us as we correct our mistakes. And also and about tolerance, sorry, and about tolerance, this is training the designers to have a reasonable expectation that failure will occur. They sound similar, actually, even with the description. Yeah, so the other one is anticipate. This one is expecting failure. The other one is knowing that It's foreseeing that failure will occur, and this one is about expecting failure. Okay, I'm reading this from from this. I'm going to link it in the show notes. From this article where it talks about showing allowing failure and tolerating failure. They sound quite similar, but I'll link it in the show notes so that you see how he has described allowing failure and also tolerating failure. Yeah. But the key points that he that are shared over here are that the key points are that failure occurs and that what we do about the failure occurring is the most important bit of this. Yeah? Because failure is inevitable. As he starts this, as he starts on this article, this is written by Darren March. In the date is January 16th last year. Last year, I mean 2020. You could be listening to this 2025, and last year isn't 2020. Last year should be 2024. So now, okay, on his reflection on command, there's this man. His name is Na Nathan Pierpoint. Observed that being open to failure does not come easy. However, failure generates active conversations and engenders solutions that encourage people to accept responsibility. Yeah. Allowing failure or tolerating failure does not come easy. However, failure generates active conversations and engenders solutions that encourage people to accept responsibility. In our previous episode, when we talked about the anti-mistake culture, one of the things that fueled the anti-mistake culture was the fact that people were not able to take responsibility of their mistakes. They were not able to take full responsibility of what they had done. And that's what fueled the anti-mistake culture. Well, the anti-mistake culture, no one, everyone wants to be perfect, but that's not very true because we can't be perfect. None of us is. Now, in this mistake culture that we are making a mention of today, is that it generates active conversations. And it doesn't just end there, it generates active conversations that engender solutions. It's more about solutions based. The mistake culture is more of a solution based culture. Here's why. It also encourages people to accept responsibility. I think when we can come to a point where we accept our failures, and not only accept our failures, but also find ways in which these failures can help us grow. It's not an easy thing to allow failures. It's not easy for yourself, let alone an organization, to allow people to have failures, to fail at doing things. But it's the only way to come up with solutions that will change who we are. It's the pathway to learning. I saw this somewhere as I was reading through this article. He made a mention that learning doesn't take place when we fail, but learning rather takes place when we, after failing, now find solutions and find solutions for the problems that we faced, and also reflecting back on why we failed. So failing or making mistakes isn't learning, but when we now take the failure and find solutions for why we have failed or what caused failing and accepting the responsibility of failure, that's when real learning happens. And you could be asking, how can mistakes be beneficial to me? So I'm taking this from this article. It says, This is why you should be proud of making mistakes. It's written by Crystal Lim. Christy Lim. Yeah, I got her name right. She says that mistakes help us to gain knowledge. And she continues to say, we gain so much knowledge from our mistakes, and it takes the willingness to learn, just the same thing that we talked about, that learning happens not when we make mistakes, but when we are willing to gain solutions, or when we are willing to learn from them. We get to know what works and what doesn't, and for what errors. And without mistakes, we lose countless opportunities to gain valuable knowledge and learn lessons. The other thing is that mistakes trigger our creativity. I'm reading from her article. And there's this famous quote by Connor Meiji, I think. Connor. Is it Connor Meiji? William Connor. Let me say William Connor. This is what it says. The man who makes no mistakes does not usually make anything. They don't usually make anything. So I think that's very true. If you don't make mistakes, probably you never make a thing. So when what we are attempting on is not working, we look for new solutions. This is about creativity, and which enables us to think outside the box. Without making mistakes, we lose the chances of experiencing the creative sides of ourselves. The other thing as well is that making mistakes will help us to be resilient. Yeah, we learned that adversity is needed to overcome challenges in life. We know that being flexible is very important, as we can't move forward if we stay in the same place. So without making mistakes, we would stay in our comfort zone, which leads us to inflexibility when things don't work the way we want them to do. Yeah. So making mistakes helps us to be resilient. The other thing as well is that it teaches us about humanity. But I think this is very true. And this is what we've mentioned as well. That it tells us the importance of staying humble. We learn that we are human. And that making mistakes is inevitable. Also, the other thing is that they provide us with references. So we obtain references from trying different approaches and failing. So we like Thomas Edison said, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. So it gives us references to know that this won't work. And also it helps us to obtain new ideas. It just goes back to the thing that we mentioned about thinking outside the box. Mistakes gives us courage. The thing goes back to resilience. Mistakes makes us wiser. Of course, if we found out 10,000 reasons how not to do something, then I think the next step will always be better and wiser. And then two more, it says, mistakes teach us how to experiment. With mistakes, we do a lot of experimentations. We try a lot of different things. I know that these things feel general. And as we're speaking about them, they're like, how can this affect me? How can this, one, affect me personally? And also, how can this teach me personally? For an instance, when you say mistakes teaches how to experiment, if it was in a lab situation, you'd be like, that's very easy. I know that this time I mixed this chemical with this chemical. Maybe we don't do that. We do this this time. But now bringing it home, at where we are or where I am at, I think that boldness to find something totally new, to pursue a dream that no one else believes in, could be it. Because should you take mistakes as part of growth, I think you will be less afraid to take that step into and venture into somewhere where people haven't walked before, or very few people have walked before. Say for an instance, instead of getting employed, you decide to open your business or be an entrepreneur. So if you learn that making mistakes could help you, it will be very easy for you to transition from an 8-to-5 job or a 9-to-5 job, which gives you that, which you find yourself in that comfort zone, and now it will, okay, you'll find it easier to transition from that to now being what you've always wanted. If you know that, mistakes will teach you, oh man, I've lost the thought. But if you know that mistakes are part of who we are, and if you can learn from them, it will be easy for you to experiment with the different things. That's what I mean. Yeah. So that you can take different paths and find a more fulfilled life than just sticking to one path and never going somewhere because you're afraid of making mistakes. And last but not least, it says mistakes helps us to better understand ourselves, and I think this is very true. We learn a lot. Like for an instance, when I was failing at recording this podcast, because I recorded it the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, sixth, a lot of the times, I finally came to the realization that the reason I kept failing wasn't because I was doing it wrongly, or wasn't because what I was doing was awful, but it's because I was obsessed with being perfect at what I did. And just like we've mentioned with the mistakes, none of us is perfect. Even though I have a perfect image in mind of how I want this podcast recording to go, even though I have a perfect picture in mind of how I want things to move, I think it takes humility to understand that I'm not perfect. And sometimes I may feel like through the podcast I'm chattering through one thing, and that one thing isn't even creating the solution. But for me, it's in this failing. I'm failing at this, but later on, I will learn. Make sense? Oh no, it doesn't. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I know it does. I know it does. Yeah. There's a lot to learn, one about mistakes and also about ourselves. And learning happens continually. I'm finding out that there are a lot of things that I never knew that I struggled with that are happening right now. And when I say struggle with, I mean something like that, the perfectionism. And who knew that was deep in the anti-mistake culture? Oh Lord. Yeah, so there's a lot to talk about the mistake culture. But if we can embrace mistakes as a pathway to growth, to success, I think that would be the best thing ever. And also, let's remember that we don't learn when we make mistakes. Rather, we learn when we now think of solutions or find ways, or when we are innovative. And when we reflect back on why we made our mistakes and how can we become better, that's when learning happens. And don't be afraid to fail, because it's a beautiful thing to fail. Yes, it's beautiful. Fail like me. Yeah. So, yeah. It's a beautiful thing to fail. Yes. And don't be afraid. It's okay to put out work which you may end up thinking it's trash, or many people won't listen to it. I think the other thing as well, let me just continue with this podcast, and this might be the extra bit of this podcast. I think the other thing as well that pushes us a lot into being afraid to fail is the expectations that we think people have of us. And this has just dawned on me that if I only had one listener to this podcast, then I thought I'd be delighted. But right now, I'm thinking of the many people who listen to this podcast, and I'm like, oh no, will they think that what I said was made sense, or they'll dismiss it the first minute they listen to it? But if I made this for an audience of one, I think I'd have less stress, less hassle, I won't be trying to be perfect. I'll allow myself to make mistakes. I'll be gentle. And so much more. I'll be freer. I'll be free to share my failures as well. And this is what we are driving at as the Grace and Space podcast. Hope this resonates with you. Hope that you learned something. And in the recording of this podcast, I was deeply obsessed with being perfect at it. I know I'm very I know I'm far from it. And this may sound like I just repeated myself all over and all over again. But if you got to this point, thank you so much. Make sure you share this with someone else and may this be an encouragement to that person. May you grow as an individual. May you accept mistakes as a path to growth. Yeah. I think I need something to eat. I'm hungry now. Yo, thank you so very much, everyone, for tuning in. Thank you so very much for your love and support. Our podcast drops every Tuesday, so make sure you subscribe and turn on the notification bell so that you don't miss a new episode dropping out. Yeah, my name is Kevin, KIPNGNO, and I have been your host. Mistakes are beautiful. Thank you.